Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Meeting Like Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we are going to be playing some games with the psychic learning, and that little song I had playing in the beginning is everybody knows this one, right? The train says, I think I can, the little engine that could. Yes, you can. You can absolutely, positively, 100% be able to do different psychic games. No matter what you think, no matter what you've been told, you can. Everyone can. You know why? Because everyone is psychic. Did you know that? Does that come as a big surprise to you? Everyone can do this. Not everyone knows how. And some people are able to do it very easily, and other people need to be taught a little bit more, but you really can do it. So we're going to play a couple of psychic learning games that I teach during my play shops and my day camps. So no matter what your age is, doesn't matter if you're a young child or if you are an older kid or if you're a teenager or even if you're an adult, you really can do this. So today, that's what we're going to be doing. So you don't have to bring anything, you don't have to do anything, just listen along and just follow my instructions. So I just thought I'd play that song to just encourage you. Yeah, absolutely, you can do this. So these play shops and day camps that I have, I hold these in the Western New York area. They're held in a town called Amherst, which is just outside of Buffalo, New York. And they're held at the Unitarian Universalist Church, which is of Amherst. It really is Williamsville. It's right next door to it, and that's on Main Street. So I have four different age groups. See if you fall into any of these age groups. They start at age 5. The first age group is Star Seeds, and that is for ages 5 to 7 years old. And then the next age group, those are Star Child, and those ages are from 8 to 10. And then when we get into the older kids, ages 11 to 13, those are Starlight. And then finally, Star Guide is from ages 14 to 17. Now, the two younger groups, ages 5 to 7 and 8 to 10, your play shops begin in middle of May, May 19th. And then the Starlight group, their day camps are held in July. And then finally, the Star Guide, their camps are held in August. So there is plenty of time to be able to register and so you can attend these. We do a lot of what I'm going to be doing here today, but more in detail. And a lot of different topics, a lot of different subjects. You're going to learn a real lot. We're going to have a lot of fun. We play games. We do arts and crafts. We do some learning and hands-on. You learn with a partner. We learn together as a group. The two older age groups, we also go outside into a park-like setting out in the back, and there's a nature trail, so we get into a lot of different things with that. And I bring in instructors for the two older age groups, local professionals in their field teaching different subjects. And so we've got a lot of fun in store for you. If you're interested in finding out more, your mom or your dad or whoever takes care of you can go ahead and send me an email. And that email address is meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. And I'll say that again, but I'll spell it out. That's meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. And that's earthlink.net. So I can send out through the email, I can send out the application for day shops and day camps. I can answer any questions that you have. I could even answer them in today's show because you can call in and talk to me. And the phone number to be able to call in to talk to me is area code 619-924-0837. Again, that's 619-924-0837. Okay, so how did I come up and learn about all of this? How did I end up creating Meeting Ike, Meeting Ike series, and all the methods that go along with it? Well, I was raised in a very psychic home. My mother is a psychic. She's a very well-known, globally known all over the world psychic, and she has done readings and worked with all kinds of movie stars and also doctors and lawyers, what is called CEOs, chief executive officer, in a very, you know, large companies, the big, big companies. And so she has worked with them. And nurses and teachers, has been studying with different scientists, and they did testing on her. She has done countless readings for all kinds of people everywhere all over the world. And she has taught classes. She's had her own radio show, her own television shows, and for many, many years. And then she taught me and my sister and brother when we were very young. She started teaching us everything. And then when we were old enough, we ended up going to the Edgar Cayce Children's Camp. That's the Association for Research and Enlightenment, although also known as the ARE. And that's up in the Virginia Mountains. So we went to that when we were children and learned more there. And then later, I created the meditation CD that has the two meditations on it. I made the Fun Signs Astrological Activity Book that has all the different sun signs in it. Are you a Leo? Are you a Sagittarius? Are you a Gemini? So I have all of those sun signs inside of this activity book that also has coloring dot to dot. There are rhymes in it, crossword puzzles, there is a maze. So there are a lot of different things to do in that. And from me creating this and working with the children when I was younger, is that the ARE, Edgar Cayce Foundation, the children's camp, when I became an adult, asked me to come back and teach during a session over at the camp. So I was a very special, the chosen guest instructor that came in and taught what is on my two meditation CDs, my meditations that are on the CD. So that was a fun time and a beautiful up in the mountains and everything. And what I've done is I've taken that and I made that bigger. And I created different things to be able to teach you now, the way that I was taught when I was younger. So what two simple games that we're going to be doing today. And some people might call them guessing games, but they're not really guessing. What you're going to be doing after we go through a short little guided meditation and relaxation, I'm going to pick numbers. And I'm going to tell you and show you how to tune into the numbers that I chose. And so then we'll just testing to see just how quickly and with practice, you'll get really good at it. Some people are good at it right away. Some people take a little bit of extra time. So we're going to be doing that with the numbers and then also with shapes. And there are four different shapes. I'll tell you what they are. Or maybe not. Maybe what we'll do, well, you know what? This is the first time we're doing this. I think what I'll tell you is I'll say a bunch of different shapes. And in those shapes, I'll be choosing just a couple of those. So we can do it that way, okay? And later, once I train the kids even more, then what I do is we do different things. And another one is telepathy. This is telepathy. Telepathy is reading someone else's mind, picking up their thoughts, the images, the pictures that are in their mind to see what it is that they have in their mind. So this is really a telepathy game that you're going to be doing today. So let's see. We have got plenty enough time here, but we're going to do a short guided meditation. So I'm going to get you all nice and relaxed. And then we're going to start the game. Now, I don't know if you can hear in the background, but I have my dog in the background. He's a very big dog. He's huge. He's about the size of a grown-up. And we just took him to the dog park, and he was running all over the place and having a lot of fun with, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 other dogs. So now he's in the background laying down on the pool floor, and he's panting. If you hear some noises, it's him panting in the background trying to cool off. And that's how dogs do it. They pant to be able to cool off. We humans, we sweat, and the dogs, they cool off by panting. So if you hear that in the background, just ignore it. That's okay. All right, so we're going to get you real comfortable. Sit in a chair, or you can lay down, be in the house, in the yard, someplace quieter, someplace relaxing for you. And you're going to, if you're sitting down, you're going to put your palms face up on your thighs. It's the upper part of your legs. And then if you're laying down, you can just keep your arms down by your side in a really relaxed position. So I'll give you a moment here to get settled in. And now we'll begin. You can start by closing your eyes. And I want you to take a nice, slow, even, deep breath in. And I want you to hold that breath to the count of three. And when you let that breath out, I want you to let it out very slowly. And in your mind, you're going to be giving the message to your body to relax. Now take another slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath to the count of three. And very slowly now, let that breath out while you tell your body to relax in your mind. And you know that the body will follow the commands of your mind. Another slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath to the count of three. And very, very slowly let that breath out while you let your whole body relax. Now we're going to travel through our body to see if there are any tight muscles anywhere. Now we're going to start with our head and our neck, shoulders, and we're going to travel through our body and our imagination. So now picture yourself inside of your head and take a look around. and your neck. Take a look at your inside of your neck and your throat area to see if you see any tight muscles there. And if you do, very lovingly, very kindly, tell your muscles to relax, that it's okay. Now do the same thing with your shoulders. Look around to see if you see any tight muscles in your shoulders and your arms. And if you do, instruct your muscles to relax and let them know they are safe and it is okay. Now we're going to move down to your chest and your tummy area. And the same thing here, if you see any tight muscles, just very kindly, very gently, tell them, relax muscles, relax. On your imagination, take a look at your back muscles inside your body. And see if there are any tight muscles there that need relaxing. And if there are, talk to them and let them know it's okay. They can relax. That they are safe. Now we're going to move down to our hips and our lap area and our thighs, which are our upper legs. And we're going to take a look around in there and see if there are any tight muscles that need relaxing. If there are, talk to those muscles to relax. Okay, now we're going to go down each leg and do the same thing there. You can start with your left leg or your right leg. It doesn't matter. And when you're done with one leg, go to the next leg. Your legs. Do the same thing with both of your ankles, both of your feet, and all of your toes. Begin, but stay where you are and keep your eyes closed. We're going to stay relaxed. Now, with your eyes closed and staying where you are, I am thinking of a number. A number from 1 all the way up to 20. I'm picturing that number in my mind. And what you're going to do in your imagination, in your mind, is you're going to picture a blackboard and the number is being drawn on the blackboard that I'm thinking of. If you don't know what a blackboard is, just imagine a piece of paper. and the number is being drawn on a piece of paper. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to tell you what number I was thinking of, and what I was drawing, and what I was picturing. Number is 5. Did you get it right? Did you get a number that maybe even looks like 5? Because sometimes we get things backwards or upside down, or something that looks like the number, but we are aiming for our goal is to get the exact number, and that number was 5. Okay, now either you're going to erase the board that is in your imagination in front of you, or you're going to set that piece of paper aside, and now I am going to think of a second number. Okay, I'm going to think of another number. I'm going to picture that number in my mind, and I'm going to draw that number. And in your imagination, with either the blackboard or a piece of paper in front of you, the number will appear. You may see the number. You might hear the number. You might just know it. Go ahead and see, hear, feel, know. However it comes to you, the number that I am picturing and drawing and thinking of. Okay, if you thought of the number 12, you are correct. Okay, we're going to do this again. Now go ahead and erase that number, set it aside. However you saw, felt, heard, knew the number, just set that number aside also. And now I'm going to start on my side. I'm going to start thinking of, picturing, and drawing that new number. Do you know what number it is? Do you have it yet? If you said 3, you are correct. Okay, now, staying where you are with your eyes closed, we're going to do the shapes. So go ahead and set that number you got aside. Or if you saw it on a board, erase it or let it go. Now here are the shapes that I'm going to choose from. I'm going to choose either a triangle that has 3 sides, 3 even sides to it. I'm going to choose or a box. Which is a rectangle. I'm going to choose either a plus sign. Or I'm going to choose a star. So again, a triangle, or a square, or a plus sign, or a star. So staying in your either sitting or laying down position with your eyes closed, I am now picturing one of those 4 shapes. and I'm drawing it in my imagination. Now, however you get that, however it comes to you, if you see it, if you hear it, if you just know it, or you just feel that shape it is, what shape am I holding in my mind? If you said a star, you are correct. Okay, we'll do this one more. Set that image aside, set that picture aside, that shape, and I'm going to go ahead and pick another shape for you. Okay, I'm picturing it now. In my head, I'm saying it, and in my imagination, I'm drawing it. What shape have I chosen? If you set a plus sign, do you see how easy these games are? This is some, just a little bit, a teeny tiny bit of the things that I teach in my play shops and day camps for children. You can learn these too. Now, go ahead and take a deep breath. Open your eyes. Okay, relaxed. Did you have fun with this? Do you see how easy this is? You can really, really do this. My name is Marina Liaros Naples. I am your host here on the Blog Talk Radio Show, Meeting Ike Series for Children. Join me again on our other shows. And for further information on my meditation CDs, Unscience Activity Book, and the play shops and day camps, go ahead and email me at meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. Please join me again. Thank you for joining me today. There came another one from the smallest ever seen, but though it seemed